I am celebrating Ramadan away from my family for the first time this year, right in the buckle of the Bible Belt, Waco, Texas. It's unusual to be away from the splendor of large mosques, such as the one I attend back home in India, which fills up each night at sunset. Everyone gathers to pray together and eat a big feast with foods prepared fresh from all over the world. Missing home and the usual Ramadan festivity, I decided to drive to the local mosque to spend time with other Muslims. When you drive to the Waco Mosque, you might not notice it. It's indistinctive except for a small sign on the fence outside that proclaims masjid, the Arabic word for mosque. The complex is completely fenced in with a small square of grass and gravel outside for visitors to park. Inside, there is a small common area where worshippers remove their shoes. Shoes are not allowed inside the main prayer area, which is a large carpeted room with a podium in the Qibla. This is where the imam would lead prayer. Imams are to mosques, as priests are to churches. Al-Siddiq often leads prayer at the Islamic Center of Waco. He established the center in 1987, after moving away from Pakistan to finish college and spend a few years serving in the army. Siddiq wanted to have a gathering place for Muslims in Waco. The mosque started out as a small 10 by 20 foot room. Later, the community extended it in 1992. Siddiq estimated that more than 400 people regularly visit and worship at his mosque. Although this may be a small population compared to other religious communities in Waco, the mosque-goers try to be as active as possible in the city. Al-Siddiq and other mosque leaders especially try to reach out to people of other faiths during Ramadan by holding an interfaith iftar each year. But there are only a few people that pray in the mosque daily during Ramadan. That is Sundus Ahmed, a Baylor student that is also spending Ramadan in Waco, away from her family. She visits the mosque every now and then to pray with other Muslims. But she does miss her hometown Houston, where the mosques are much bigger than in Waco. On the night that I visited, I witnessed a similar intimate gathering. Only two other men were present. There was no loud call to prayer or huge iftar feast like there would be in larger Muslim communities. The men quietly broke their fasts with the traditional dates and water and offered prayer. Later, we gathered in the common area for a modest dinner. Dinner consisted of a Pakistani-style curry and bread brought earlier in the day by another mosque-goer. But the ingredients for all of these dishes are not found so easily in Waco. The nearest South Asian store is in Temple, about 40 miles away. Families will often take turns and drive down there every now and then to bring back traditional dishes to share with everyone. The dinner ended with some fresh watermelon slices to quench our thirst after a long day of fasting. Although Muslims from all over the world are fasting during Ramadan, it can be a very different and even challenging experience to spend the entire month away from the comforts of a large Muslim community, says Siddiq. Fasting for 30 days, for roughly 15 hours each day, which is a good 450 challenging hours in the Waco heat, does not deter Waco Muslims, who continue to worship and go about their daily work while fasting. But they are all eagerly awaiting Eid al-Fitr, the feast that marks the end of Ramadan, where there will be an unlimited supply of food. And as you can probably guess, happy Muslims eating their fill after a long month of fasting. For KWBU, I'm Sakina Haji.